Chanting death to England, dozens of Iranian protesters stormed the British embassy in Tehran today, tearing down the Union Jack flag and throwing documents out windows. The scene was reminiscent of 1979, when Iranian students seized the U.S. embassy and held hostages there for more than a year. Tensions between Iran and Britain have been growing ever since the U.K. supported the latest round of Western sanctions on Tehran over Iran's nuclear program. And on Sunday, the Iranian parliament passed a bill to expel the British ambassador. Borzu Daragahi covers the Middle East for the Financial Times, and he joins us today from Cairo. Borzu, how volatile do you consider this situation?
I think it's not very volatile at all. I think that this is a sort of calculated move by the regime to allow some of their hardliners to let off some steam. This has always been a way, whether it happens in Syria or in Iran, for the regimes to throw some red meat to their supporters after humiliating diplomatic failure on their part. In this case, the U.S. and the West in general have really been upping the pressure on Iran on the nuclear issue. So their hardliners feel like they're failing, that they're powerless. So they allow these hardliners, these regime thugs, to have a little fun and to feel empowered again. It's really about psychology.
So let off a little steam. Now, some protesters apparently also went to the British ambassador's residence. Do you know what steps are being taken to make sure that British diplomats in Tehran are safe?
I'm not sure of the exact details, but in general, I'm fairly confident that not much will happen to the British diplomats there. This is a regularly occurring thing in Iran where hardliners go and chant a few slogans and break some windows. I know many British diplomats who have worked in that embassy, and they've been dealing with this for a long time.
Borzu, this latest flare-up came over Iran's nuclear program, which Iran, of course, says is for peaceful purposes. They say they're trying to create new sources of energy. The West says Iran is developing nuclear weapons. What exactly was this latest round of upgraded sanctions over that dispute, and why this strong response to the sanctions from Iran?
I think that the IAEA came out with this somewhat overhyped but very detailed report a few weeks ago that made a very good argument, you know, circumstantial argument, but, you know, very solid argument that Iran's nuclear program in the past, at least in the recent years, had been anything but peaceful. And it, you know, seriously cast doubt on the program itself. Now, Iran claims that it got a really bad deal, that this was, you know, the IAEA becoming an arm of U.S. intelligence and so on. It felt like a huge diplomatic backlash over this issue. You know, it becomes tougher for them. They're trying to go out there and win friends and so on, and no one wants to touch them in the diplomatic community with a 10-foot pole. And so this is some of the frustration that you see spilling out in a rather juvenile way on the streets of Tehran.
Ultimately, Borzu, how do you see this playing out?
Yeah, it's really hard to say. I personally just sort of following this issue for 10 years, I think that the Iranians are definitely trying to get nuclear weapons capability, if not nuclear weapons themselves. The body of evidence and the suspicious nature of the Iranian nuclear program are just too much for the claim that it's just nothing but a peaceful energy program. On the other hand, the U.S. and the West do not have the stomach for another conflict, even if Israel does, and do not want to see the price of oil spike up and damage an already fragile world economy. So they're very, very reluctant to use that sort of ultimate tool, hot conflict. So I think you're going to see stepped up covert operations, stepped up diplomatic pressure, stepped up efforts to tie up Iran's nuclear program in a tangle of bureaucracy and investigations and red tape and inspections. And I think that's going to continue for the foreseeable future.
That's Borzu Daragahi of the Financial Times on news that Iranian students have stormed the British embassy in Tehran. Borzu, thank you.
It's been a pleasure.